Ian McCormack is there talking to voters before general election 2024. And Cian, would you remind us once again of the issues of concern to voters there?
Well, Mary, as you've been hearing throughout the programme, voters in Carlow, Kilkenny are concerned mainly about the cost of living and housing. Now, the voters I talked to, and I should just stress as well that this is a random snapshot of opinion. They're saying that these are issues that could influence how they could vote in the election. Here's a reminder of what voters were telling me.
Just the most pressing issue.
Housing.
Housing, is it? How does it impact you?
Yeah. Well, we've applied for a mortgage and we've got a mortgage, but we can't get a house. Getting out bids for houses and there's not enough houses there, you know, in the right price range at the moment. And there's not enough houses being built either.
You're after dropping your child to school. Yeah. How many children have you?
Just two.
Two?
Yeah.
So are you renting?
Renting at the moment. Yeah, we've been renting for 10 or 11 years at this stage.
How much is it a month?
We're going to pay £900 a month, so we're actually not too bad compared to what's out there at the moment, because we've been there for so long, we don't have to pay as much high as a rent as everyone else is at the moment.
A lot of people mention housing is impacting people as we head towards the election. Will it influence your vote?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah, without a doubt. I just think we need a radical change, to be honest with you.
A radical change in housing or in government?
Both. Both. Yeah, absolutely. I think we've had the same people for too long now and something drastically needs to happen.
When you think about your vote, what will have the biggest influence on it?
The cost of living at the moment.
Cost of living?
Yeah. I think it's just crazy. The cost of the basics. I think all of that has increased so much and none of the politicians really seem to be talking about it.
What's in your arm there? A sliced pan.
Yes.
Do you know how much it was?
It was £220.
£220 for a white sized pan.
Yeah.
I work in healthcare. I suppose, you know, lack of resources, lack of frontline staff, lack of staff in the community to get people home from hospital. Okay. It would be a big thing.
For you yourself, what are the issues that impact you and your family personally?
I suppose me, oh God, personally, I suppose for me, even trying to get access to a GP is next to near impossible. You're ready to ring for a GP appointment, you could be waiting a month.
Well, joining me now here in Kilkenny are Carlow-based journalist Eimear Ní Bhreanáin, Sue Nunn from KCLR Local Radio, and Gerry Arthur's politics lecturer at Southeast Technological University. Well, Eimear, many issues raised during the programme. Obviously, housing and cost of living are at the top of the list. Does that match to what you're hearing in County Carlow?
I'm hearing the same things that many of those early morning commuters told you at Carlow train station and elsewhere. The main issues across the constituency reflect what's there nationally. The rents are high. There's a lack of housing. The cost of housing is increasing. There's pressure on the health system as well, with only one hospital for the two counties. And obviously cost of living there very much at the fore. The price of your bag of shopping now has increased so significantly. Mm. Employment is strong, so the mood at the moment is quite good. And Sue might tell you more about a jobs announcement this week.
Well, Sue, is it similar in Kilkenny in terms of the issues?
It is. Obviously, Kilkenny is happy with its hospital. Carlow isn't happy that people have to drive to the hospital. Interestingly, talking to some canvassers, they're saying the mood on the doorsteps is that people aren't anything like as angry as they were last time. And that's quite significant. Housing obviously comes up again and again, but I think that's very multifaceted. Sometimes it's, you know, that rent is too high. Sometimes it's people can't get mortgages. Cost of living feeds into all of that as well. And then there's the affordability of so-called affordable houses. That's quite a big issue. But that's very mainly people who are in their 30s and 40s.
And there's been a lot of investment too here in Kilkenny, a recent announcement during the week.
Yeah, it's a very prosperous place, Kilkenny City, of course, but then in both counties, there's the whole issue of agriculture and how farmers are feeling as well.
Okay, well, let's move on now to the constituency race for the five seats here in Carlow, Kilkenny. Eimear, briefly sketch out the constituency. Who are the incumbents and who's not standing this time out?
Okay, 20 candidates have put their name on the ballot paper. There's just five seats. It's a big constituency with a strong Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael vote. Four seats normally go to Kilkenny, want, Carlo. At the moment, Kathleen Funchen of Sinn Féin, she's departing. A big blow to them. She's now an MEP. John McGuinness is an incumbent for Fianna Fáil. And Jennifer Murnane O'Connor, Fianna Fáil TD in Carlo. Green Party, Malcolm Noonan is running again. But for Fine Gael, much more difficult for them than Fianna Fáil, because their TD, John Paul Phelan, is retiring from politics. So they are the five that are there at the moment, with three incumbents.
Okay, Gerry Arthur's political lecturer at South East Technological University. There are 13 electoral districts, including Urlingford and Johnstown, going into North Tipperary. People there who I talk to are angry about that. It's about 6,000 plus votes. That change, it kind of changes the balance in terms of population in Carlow Kilkenny. What could it mean?
Yeah, it's about 6,500 votes being moved into Tipperary North, and that would have been a Phil Hogan kind of heartland. John McGuinness would have gotten about 1,700 first preference votes in that area, which would have been about 16% of his number ones the last time out. And coupled with that, then you have population growth in Carlow, so that might be a tilt and balance. But I think in terms of the slate of candidates going forward, we may still end up with a 4KK and one Carlow.
Okay, so five seats, three Fianna Fáil candidates. What are they hoping for at best?
I think the most dramatic prediction amongst some people in most of the parties is that Peter Chapclear, who's a first-time runner, may actually top the poll. But the prediction is that he is very much in the running for a seat. John McGuinness should get a seat. Jennifer Murnane O'Connor, particularly because of that strong campaign for a Carlow vote, should be pretty assured. Fine Gael, with Phil Hogan behind them, of course, are hoping for a second seat. They're sure to get one, and then everything to play for the last seat, with the former minister Malcolm Noonan in there with
chance. Well, Gerry, Sinn Féin, Kathleen Funchen is gone to Europe now. Can they hold on to that seat? They have two candidates, Natasha Newsom-Drennan from South Kilkenny and Áine Gladney Knox from Carlow. Neither took seats in the recent local elections.
No, collectively the two of them only got about 700 votes in the local elections. Neither of them were elected. Kathleen Funchen got 24% of the preference votes in the last time out, so there's a huge Kathleen Funchen-shaped hole in the constituency. It would be a disaster if Sinn Féin didn't get one out of the five, but I think it's really going to be in the mix for the last seat at best.
Well, Eimear, just going back to Fine Gael, you mentioned about John Paul Phelan leaving the stage. Can they hold that seat? Can Fine Gael hold that seat?
I think they will take... We expect them to take one seat. It's possible they'll take two, but I think even strategists themselves thinking one. But there is... Sue mentioned a big man involved, the former EU Commissioner, Phil Hogan. So they are looking at this three-candidate strategy. Will it pay off for them? It remains to be seen. I think they'll hold one seat.
Right, Gerry. Traditionally, there's a Labour seat in this constituency. Not last time out. Kilkenny City Councillor Sean O'Hargan is running for the party. Could he put any pressure on Malcolm Noonan of the Greens?
I think it could come down to transfers for that soft left kind of last seat there. And I think Malcolm Noonan is in with a good chance of hanging on. Sean O'Hargan, there is a Labour tradition, Seamus Paterson's old seat, and Anne Phelan from 2011.
Sue, just in relation to the other parties then, you have the Social Democrats, AIN2, the Irish Freedom Party, and People Before Profits, Adrienne Wallace. Could she be successful?
Well, there's talk about her being successful too. She's also a Carlow base candidate, but she's made an impact, I think, as a personality in the campaign as well. So she'll be in there as well. But I think the Sinn Féin, I think we write off Sinn Féin to some extent at our peril, because there was such a huge number of votes.
17,000 votes the last time out.
And there are core Sinn Féin voters. So,
and there's also a strong anti-government vote as well. Okay. So you'd expect one seat to go somewhere.
Just very briefly now, I'm going to get you to call the seats. We've only a couple of seconds for this. Eimear?
I'll say three Fianna Fáil, one Fine Gael and one Sinn Féin.
Sue?
I'd say three Fianna Fáil, maybe four.
Okay.
Okay.
And Jerry?
Three Fianna Fáil, one Fianna Gael, and then I think it's between Greens and Sinn Féin.
Sorry, Sue, you were saying that last seat?
And Malcolm Noonan may be in it with the last seat, but I think it's going to be a huge scrap.
Okay, yeah. That's it. Eimear Ní Bhreann Onn, Sue Nunn and Jerry Arthurs, thanks for joining us here at the Pembroke Hotel in Kilkenny. And Mary, just a reminder for people listening, there's a full list of candidates for Carlow Kilkenny and all the other constituencies available to read on the RTÉ website, but from Kilkenny and the Pembroke Hotel. It's back to you in Dublin.
Cian, thank you.